Welcome to the Vital Dawn Podcast for Monday, April 29th. U.S. equity futures are up modestly this morning. You have S&P futures up about 8.5 points. That's 17 basis points. Nasdaq futures are outperforming, up about 47 points or 27 basis points. And then Dow futures are higher by about 35 points or just 10 basis points. In Europe, you're looking at the major indices up about 10 to 40 basis points overall. Outperformance in autos, industrials, basic resources, insurance, healthcare, utilities. Underperformance in telecom, retail, banks, and tech. And then in Asia, you generally saw gains. The Hang Seng rallied 50 basis points. Shanghai Comp climbed 80 basis points. Japan was closed. Japanese equity markets were closed today. So nothing too dramatic on the macro front. You had a few interesting headlines, but none of them really, I think, have a huge impact on U.S. equity. So it looks like Japan intervened in FX markets after weeks of heavy selling in the yen. The dollar is down about 1.5% versus the yen so far this morning. You know, these interventions really can't shift FX dynamics on a sustained basis, absent either a real hawkish BOJ policy shift, which we are not getting imminently. Remember, the BOJ met last week. They left everything unchanged. Or conversely, in the U.S., you know, a dramatic slowdown in either jobs numbers, which we'll get the next look at this Friday, or inflation. So, you know, these interventions, which, you know, came as a surprise. Japanese markets were closed today, so certainly the intervention was aimed to shock markets, which they're having that effect. But the move will fade absent one of those two things, like I just mentioned. So that's on the FX front. You have oil down modestly this morning. There is another effort as we speak to kind of reach some type of a ceasefire agreement in Gaza. We'll see how that goes. Blinken arrived in the Middle East yesterday. Netanyahu and Biden spoke yesterday. You know, I don't think markets are holding out much hope for anything dramatic on that front, but that is another theme for this morning. And that's kind of it as far as macro news is concerned. Like I said, very quiet on the micro front. Tesla shares are extending their gains from last week. The stock's up about 7% pre-market trading. It looks like they have received approval to launch their FSD full self-driving software in China. They apparently struck a mapping partnership with Baidu. So Baidu will provide the mapping component of full self-driving. So Tesla shares are rallying in response to that headline. Apple is bid up. It was upgraded this morning. Apple reports earnings this coming Thursday after the close. So there are two more of the tech super caps. Amazon, which reports tomorrow after the close, then Apple reports Thursday after the close. And those are kind of the major topics and themes. Like I said, relatively quiet weekend and pretty slow this morning. Looking at the calendar for today, the focus will be on earnings in the U.S. So before the open, Domino's and onsemi. After the close, you get NXPI, Paramount, and Samsung Electronics and Yum China. On Paramount, there were a ton of reports out over the last several days about how the CEO is about to be fired. He could be fired today. You know, there's been a rift at the company about the terms of the Skydance deal. Some reports suggest that Skydance deal terms could change to help placate common shareholders who are up in arms about that deal. And then Apollo, in partnership with Sony, could launch a bid to buy the whole company in the coming days or weeks. So a lot of moving pieces with Paramount. It's scheduled to report after the close, although they may push it up to before the open based on all of the weekend headlines around that stock. The Treasury will release the overall funding numbers today, and then they'll have more specific auction details on Wednesday. So you have a bunch of Treasury catalysts this week with these Treasury announcements, plus the Fed on Wednesday, plus the jobs report on Friday. The Treasury is expected to leave its auction sizes unchanged, which is a, you know, modest relief for Treasury markets. On Wednesday, I think you're going to hear kind of a consistent message from the Fed. The timing on rate cuts has been pushed out. Obviously, markets you know, have already aggressively shifted their expectations, but rate cuts remain a question of when, not if. And then also, you're probably going to get more details around the specifics on slowing the pace of quantitative tightening. So that would be another tailwind for Treasuries on Wednesday. So those are all the big themes and trends for today, Monday, April 29th. Thank you for listening.